President Obama will be updating the nation tonight on the efforts to battle the BP oil spill. He's ending up his two-day trip to the Gulf today in Florida. Associated Press correspondent Mark Smith joining us live. He's been traveling with the president. Mark, does it appear the president is gathering information or more ammunition when we talk about what he has seen during this couple of days in the Gulf and what he'll tell the nation tonight?
Probably a little bit of both. Yesterday he was in Mississippi, where the governor and others want to stress that the beaches are mostly open. And, of course, he was also in Mobile Bay, Alabama, where he was getting a look at some of the beaches that have had the biggest problem. For example, Orange Beach, which has been fouled by lots of tar balls. Today he's going to be looking at the threatened beaches of the Florida Panhandle here in Pensacola. And, yeah, officials say he's gathering information for his speech tonight. Obviously, he knows pretty much what he wants to say. And he does want to make clear to the American people the gravity of this crisis, the magnitude of the ecological disaster here, but also to say that he's got a plan for dealing with it and also to make sure that BP steps up to the plate and pays those whose livelihoods have been lost because of it.
Now, what about the president's demeanor during this couple of days, seeing some of these things up close that he hadn't seen previously? Is it somber? How would you describe it?
Well, a mix of things. Certainly somber when looking at the damage that has been done here and talking to some of the workers who've been just absolutely working flat out for weeks now trying to keep the oil at bay. But, you know, he also has been pretty jocular at times. For example, he stopped by a wonderful local favorite seafood shack, Jackie Tacks. I got that backwards, in Alabama, right near in Mobile Bay. He chowed down on the local seafood, and he was made a point of telling everybody, hey, local seafood from the Gulf is great, it's delicious, and he also made sure to point out the FDA is stepping up inspections to make sure that it's safe. So a little bit of both, somber at times, but also, having a good time with the locals when he can, because he wants to make the point, tourism is not dead down here.
Mark, it's not that the president hasn't made statements and talked about this, but are there any rumblings that this address, if you will, this talk that we'll hear tonight, should have come sooner than 50 days into this?
Yeah, I think the consensus of people you talk to here in the Gulf is that, this is late to be doing such a thing. But on the other hand, there's also people who are, certainly outside the Gulf, who would say, look, this guy's had two wars the gravest economic crisis since the Great Depression. He certainly had plenty on his plate up till now. Interesting, though, that with all that, this is the first Oval Office speech in prime time that the president's going to be delivering. And, certainly the folks in the Gulf would say that attention is merited.
Scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight, Associated Press correspondent Mark Smith traveling with the president. Mark, safe travels. Thank you for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure, Pete. Thanks a lot.
Straight ahead here on Delaware's Morning News. Delaware's lieutenant governor wants to check your kid more often for lead exposure. That story's on the way.